Dr. A. Bader Show. I think this goes to the whole safe gun, or the, I should say, the no gun zone debate. That we think we're making people safer by telling them they can't protect themselves with a gun is just the dumbest thing in the world. And what is the argument for it, or against, how would I say this? What is the argument for no gun zones in most cases? Well, you're not trained. You're not trained. And you're just probably going to kill yourself or somebody else anyway. That's the argument. That argument doesn't wash at our military installations. These are trained soldiers. And we're not going to let them carry a concealed handgun of their own ownership. For what reason? Why? And unless you're going to go to metal detectors and security beyond your imaginations, you better start doing something then, because you're making trained professionals shooting ducks, and it's unconscionable. I disagree with this company's policy, but I abide by it. And while I disagree with the position that people like me can't use a gun ably to defend themselves or others, I respect that decision. In the case of military installations, it's idiotic. And Pfeiffer, the Obama spokesman, gave that. Well, they just think it's a bad idea. Why? Why? Somebody should press them. What, are you afraid that that many of your military personnel are mentally unstable? Why? I'm not arguing that. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm saying, why? Road dog, not surprisingly, on the road. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry. I was listening to television last week, and Lieutenant Colonel West was interviewed regarding military personnel carrying weapons, and he said, and I think, and I agree, having been military myself, he said it should be done by a duty roster. All senior NCOs and junior officers would be scheduled by the duty roster to carry weapons, and they'd go to the armorer and they draw their weapon and their sidearms, I would assume. And they would be, for a certain period of time, on a revolving roster, authorized to carry the weapons.
Yeah, and I have seen that proposal as well, and I don't have a problem with Colonel West on that. I mean, if that's, you know, at least that's a start. I mean, if we're not going to let all personnel legally conceal carry, that's at least a start. But they do have to accept. I mean, my God, if our Just I want you to think about where we've gotten in this world. If our military thinks more guns are the problem, where are we then? Johnny in Wausau. Johnny, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hello, Mr. Bader. I have two comments. I spent 15 years in the military, did 7 tours, and I got to tell you, at least on Fort Bliss, Texas, not Fort Hood, Fort Bliss, Texas, you can't even have a weapon in your home if you live on post. That is not allowed. And secondly, your comment about Admiral Mullen and why he would be in favor of military not carrying weapons. It's just like the hypocritical crap that the politicians feed, because admirals and generals have aides that are with them at all times that are armed to protect them.
Yeah. That's a great point in your part, Johnny. You know what's amazing to me is how our military, and of course vis-a-vis through the commander-in-chief, have adopted the same gun phobia as the civilian population, you know, those who can ban weapons. Chris in Mississippi. Chris, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I'm leaving for Afghanistan next week, and what's strange is that we actually carry a gun on the plane to Afghanistan. So, and the only time we don't carry weapons is when we're on a military base. It's very strange.
We're trusting them. And by the way, God bless you when you're over there, Chris. And we'll all be praying that, you know, that you get home, back home safely. But that is beyond absurd to me. Chris, either we trust you with that weapon you're allowed to fly with, or we don't.
Right.
And to me, I'm not saying it's exactly the same. And again, all the best for you, Chris. Thanks a lot for the call. If we can't trust people like Chris, Who can we with a gun? Leo in Shawano. Leo, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I was in the Army for 6 years, and something that I noticed that's really not being talked about is in civilian life, especially in small towns, you turn a corner, you see a squad car. You turn another corner, you see another squad car. When you're on a military base, the MPs don't patrol like that. And I don't think the civilians understand because they feel safe because they see squad cars everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. Thanks a lot for the call. And that's why I earlier called them sitting ducks. Here's the sense that I get. We'll take more calls on this after the news. Here's the sense that I get on this. For whatever reason, our military actually thinks, you really need to think about that. Our military thinks more guns are more dangerous than fewer guns. That's incomprehensible to me. I thought Chris's call summed up the whole absurdity of it. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.